Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to another edition of Backstage Chicago. I'm Lisa Fielding. In this episode, we take you back to the Spiegel Tent in Chicago's Loop, where we introduce you to two new performers who have quite the backstory. He's a world-renowned juggler from Ukraine. She's a contortionist from Mongolia. A married couple, both best in the world at what they do, all the while parenting two little ones at home. But their journey here to Chicago was anything but easy. It's almost lunchtime in a high-rise apartment in Chicago's Loop, as Victor Key and Ulzi Mergen are busy getting their two kids out of bed. A little later than your average morning, but that's the upside-down life of a circus family.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P.
Both work late nights and weekends as part of the all-new Cabaret Zazoo inside the Cambria Hotel. But the road here to Chicago has been long and emotional. But let's rewind a bit and start from the beginning.
And how this crazy life started.
Both Key and Mergen are world-class performers who began their craft at a very young age. Key says he doesn't even remember a time when he wasn't juggling or performing.
For me, it started when I don't even remember myself. It's after 5 years old. I just been in the middle of Soviet Union era and happened to be end up in the circus. It was a children's circus program of Soviet Union, and I was part of it since I remember myself. It was in a little town when I grew up called Prilukia, and nobody really knows this town. It's far away from Kiev, far away from anywhere in civilized world in Ukraine. And it focused me on being a performer, and then later on I become focusing on juggling only.
By 11 years old, he had 1,000 shows under his belt. Free performances for farmers, factories, and such in the former Soviet Union, where circus performing is a respected art form, a chance for young children to begin their careers at an early age.
Circus is not like gypsy in Western world, later on I found out. In Soviet Union, it was a very fine art, very respectful profession, and you learn it, and you know that you're going to be in academy later. You can go to big circuses, like a state circuses,
okay.
Building-wise.
You were in
moving around.
In
yeah.
Correct?
I went to Academy of Circus School.
Okay.
It's not, right. Sorry, an Academy of Circus Arts in Kiev. It's a four-year program.
Wow.
Yes, it's like a university, and you study basically major juggling.
Wow.
That sounds fun. And but you of course you study the rest of the disciplines and all the normal program for university.
And long days of learning all that?
We've been juggling for around 6-7 hours a day.
Wow.
And the rest was acrobatics, juggling, besides juggling acrobatics, equilibristic like handstands, flexibility, dance, and all history and mathematics and physics and so on. It's all mixed. It's a very heavy kind of 4 years.
After circus school, competitions, and some of the world's major circus festivals, a major milestone, he says, when he was asked to perform at the famed Moulin Rouge in Paris. Then Cirque du Soleil came calling. That's where he met his future wife, Ulzi Mergen, a world-famous performer in her own right.
Ulzi Mergen, U-L-Z-I-I-B-U-Y-A-N, and the last name is M-E-R-G-E-N.
Talking about Ulzi, I knew her before as on TV as a performer of Cirque du Soleil that everybody knew in our industry as a contortionist from Alegria. And then suddenly she left Alegria and she came to show I was performing called Amaluna. And I did the main character called Caliban from Shakespearean story Tempest. And there's a Miranda. And Miranda, she was the one. yes, temporarily she came. But nevertheless, we worked a few months and we fell in love and we planned our lives ever since.
Mergen has her own fascinating story to tell.
I'm a contortionist and I'm from Mongolia. So contortion is a huge part of culture. Mm. So it represents the feminine part of the, because there's art, horse riding, wrestling, these are the masculine of the man, and this is the feminine side of the culture. So contortion has always been part of my culture, so everybody knows. Every single family knows what contortion is. Every mother wants their daughter to be a contortionist, and I was one of them. And my mom noticed my flexibility talent at the age of 4. And then we are nomads, so basically we live in the mountains with thousands of animals. I have my own, like, 25 camels, 100 horses, 500 goats and sheep. So we have this nomad life in the mountains that we move seasonally according to the weather for the animals. So we are literally following the animals. So it's a lot of work. So my mom, dad was saying, it's like, I want a huge different change, beautiful future for my daughter. So they took the chance after 3 years when I was 7 years old. My mom decided to take me to the capital of Mongolia, which is the Ulaanbaatar, and took me to a national circus school.
At the age of 9, she was chosen to perform for Cirque, where she traveled the world for more than a decade.
That's where my career started. The moment I stepped through the door, it was serious, professional. I had to commit to anything that I could get a slight injury, like playing ball, playing with going out, skateboarding, sliding, all this had to be like, no, gone. So, like, I literally said bye-bye to my childhood at the age of 7 and took myself as, like, a very professional, almost into adults level. And then at the 9 years old, Cirque du Soleil came for audition, specifically for 2 young girls, same age. It's not that we were amazing at what we were doing. Just because we are the smallest and the youngest, with my partner, Ayur Dinsing, she's still in the circus business, they picked us, and the year after we were training for the one production called Alegria. So the contortion act, do a contortion, too beautiful. It presents the light and the youth of life. So we trained for 1 year. Then at the age of 11, we joined Cirque du Soleil on a stage in Canada. And our performance was on the stage of Cirque du Soleil. That time, I had no idea what is this, what I'm doing, why I'm here. It's just my mom said that you're going to have a beautiful life.
Now, the couple travels the world together. They say they only accept contracts as a package deal.
Even though she left after to Totem, to another show, and all around the world, I had to fly to see her. And that's a long-distance relationship type of structure that nobody wants to commit for a long time. But
it didn't last long.
Then we just both left Cirque du Soleil and formed a family and travel as an independent performers ever since. We are full package. You don't leave your kids home. It's exciting. No, I don't think it's tough. It's difficult.
It's magical, I think. It's so better for the kids. It's good for their imagination. We are changing destination locations all the time, so we learn to adapt into different atmospheres and environment. And we grow a lot. And as a family, it makes us stronger and also interesting and fun and spontaneous.
In 2016, America's Got Talent put Key on the international map.
You are the Baryshnikov of juggling.
Victor, what you just demonstrated is what it takes to be a star.
A return trip in 2019 took him all the way to the finals.
I'm Victor Key. I was a finalist on season 11 of America's Got Talent. I won the title of champion.
I never thought of competing in this type, but it gained its popularity through the years, and you always look a little an eye on that because it's part of our industry, and it's a great platform to showcase your talent, to showcase what you do, and gain more response from different sources, productions, you know. But I never had time. I was always traveling with Cirque du Soleil for quite a long time, and the heavy schedule didn't allow me to do so, even though they asked several times, multiple years ahead in a row. And then I decided to leave Cirque du Soleil and build my own planning and build this act called Light, another performance that I wanted to bring as my for main performance as a soloist. And that caught an eye of America's Got Talent production. And they contact me again and say, well, but what about this act? And we can bring others in the beginning, in the, you know, the little competition, then the all the steps in America's Got Talent. You have to do it almost five times. Mm. So you need five different style performances. And so we kind of schedule that and see how this will look on TV, and minimize it to 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, because that's what they required. I work on that and sign the contract to do America's Got Talent, and which I'm glad I did.
What was that experience like for you?
It's the first comes to mind, stressful. Second is exciting. First, demanding. Also, I think even third is demanding. Yeah. More than stressful, demanding, it's true. And but it's the result is rewarding. It's nevertheless, even many art performers and artists, my friends, colleagues, didn't go all the way to finals. This is a great experience still. It's a great experience to jump in such a big production, reach such a big audience, and challenge yourself with other great performances.
Their home base now is in Ukraine. In 2020, they had their own show and traveled the country during the pandemic. But in February, he was on a job in Miami when Russia invaded his homeland. Mergen was still living there with their two young kids. A harrowing experience, she says, is difficult to relive.
And I had two babies, like my two babies are like 7 months old. The little one is 7 months old and he is 4 months, like 4 years old, but like don't know what's happening. So we were going under the building every time we hear the sirens. Mm. So like it's middle of the night. So like at night, like at 3 a.m., the siren goes on. The both babies are like sleeping deep. So I don't know how I carry the two babies. I put one in the stroller. I carry the other one in my back and arm and trying to go to the tunnel. So I have to go out of the building and go to another building to go under. And it was just so hectic. And then, okay, it's finally calmed down. And then I go back to the building. The siren goes again. So at some point, we were like, okay, let's just sleep in under the building or whatever the... Whatever happens, just go back to the apartment we sleep. I'm hopefully not going to be dead by the money.
She and her children took a train to Zurich and lived with a friend for 2 months while her documents were being prepared. Key says he felt helpless thinking about his wife and two kids back home in Ukraine, but was determined to get her with them in the United States.
But she managed to found a way with the Mongolian consulate to go out of the country safely. Because it was very difficult to go out with two kids alone, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the border was like 3-4 days standing, and winter, it was impossible. So, but she managed, and then she flew back to me to Miami, and we kind of reunited.
August 23, we flew from Zurich to here, and now we are here. Now yeah. I'm a mess now and then. Like, I still don't understand why I don't have a home anymore. Like, why are we all going through all this at the same time? But then at the same time, okay, this cannot be pulled me back because we are all right. We are all safe. The most important is safe. The kids are happy. They don't know. And most challenging part was I don't want them to know what is happening. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know what is war for them. So as I was making up a story, dinosaurs are coming, they're going to step on us, so please, you know, we need to be careful. So he's scared, but not the war, you know. So
someday
when he's old, they are both older, we will say we live the history. I will say that, like, we literally live the history.
With Russia withdrawing troops from some Ukrainian cities, he remains cautiously hopeful, but knows the war will likely continue through the winter. His family and friends fled to Switzerland, where they anxiously await a time when they can return home safely. And even though they remain thousands of miles away from their loved ones in Chicago, the war back home is always on their minds.
Well, Ukrainians are fighters, you know. In the history is already shown, even the recent history, that we have two revolutions. And in each revolution, a new president is elected. My kids. In two revolutions, each revolution makes some kind of a win. It was never, the revolution never defeated. It was Orange Revolution. Then was 2014 was absolute revolution with the overthrow of the government that we didn't like. So Ukrainians like that. And then when Zelensky came in power, no, of course, all the corruption and the oligarchs, they were totally against this, but it's people that chose, because that was just a right thing to do, and Ukrainians want to have a last word, and they fight till the end. And I love that about Ukraine. I love this country. We came back there about 7 years ago with my family. My kids were born there. I wanted to be close to my family, their grandpa, grandma, and it's important so them they born in Ukraine. That was my point. Mm-hmm. And so they did. So for me, it's a very close country, and I always consider myself Ukrainian.
Mergen says she looks back on the last 8.5 months and can't believe the journey that brought her here.
At the moment, I'm like super duper busy, super hectic. I get nervous a lot. But then I'm so happy at the end of the day when the babies sleep, I take a deep breath, I enjoy my meal, and I think I'm the luckiest person on earth because I just happened to be in a war with two kids and fled the war, and then it kept me to here. It's like, I'm in peace, like, they are safe. I'm working hard, but I'm here, so it's wonderful to be here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here in Chicago, happier and busier times. A performing contract through April. Circuit's parents raising two kids under the age of 5. Each day, performing inside the Spiegel tent, they say, gives them creativity, autonomy, and intimacy with their audience.
This is quite special. It's not just for me. I felt that this special for the audience. It's every audience sitting and seeing such a close connection with the performance, and not only with the performance, but with the entire other audience members. You know, it's like this is like one piece and one organism, like a performing organism. It's like a musical you are on stage, basically. It's imagine that. Mm-hmm. And you are singing with it, you are dancing, you are involved, you are you participating in the show. So as the, in the act, if I am in the, performing my 5 minutes routine, every audience member, I hope and I believe that they feel like they're performing with me.
I mean, it's so close. I can see your sweat. No.
Yes, it's close, but it's also it's eye connection. It's energy. It's you feel what audience, as an audience member, you feel what performer lives in that moment.
My performance that I'm doing with Cabaret Zazu, the hat, the bunny coming off a hat, is my first own, that is my performance. That because with Cirque du Soleil, what happens is they give me a carry, like you do this makeup, this is your routine, this is your music you have to perform to. Like they literally, I'm just integrated into what they were doing. So I happens to have my own, I create my husband, I created my own act. Oh, it's me, it's all my, it's my toes, everything is my music. So I happen to create this beautiful, wonderful piece that I enjoy performing every day with excitement. And this has made me a huge thinking in my head that this is what I love.
Key's character, part erotic, part androgynous, part alien-like. He does his own makeup and choreographs his own act with light.
And in Soleil, I lost my hair, so I shaved.
Funny.
Yeah. And slowly, you know, when you're aging, like I was just 28, and I was like, okay, it's getting a little bit thinner. So I decided to shave it, and it become even more evolved, I think, because that bold look even gives a bit more bolder feel to the character. And I wanted to represent just a human body. I don't want to have that human body wearing the suit or shorts or any design costumes.
Very simple.
Yes.
Tell me about the whole light concept with the balls. That makes a huge difference. It's something I've never seen before.
It's all about life and inspiration and your imagination. So it's three things. And at first you are lighting your source, your goal in front of you, even in the beginning of your life. And you see only that light ahead of you. But even though you have it, you have to just put it in front of you and go through life with all the challenges. Even though you see in front of you that light and that goal. But you have to go through this. And even though you receive sort of challenges, you have to get rid of them. And then you start all over again. But if you start next step in your life, it's always more challenges. So that's why it's three balls, then it's four balls falling, then it's five. And all the sections of life that you go, you have to get rid of things, make it zero and start again. But even more challenging, but more bolder, more stronger to go to that light. Once you complete that life challenge, your goal is yours. You succeeded.
Mergen's act is equally jaw-dropping, her body able to contort in crazy ways that makes the audience wince.
Like, people are shocked when they see what you can do.
Right? Yeah. I see some people going, it's like, it's freaking me out. But, no. And some people are like, some people are like, she is so tiny, but how she managed to hold herself on one arm? She must be so strong. Mm-hmm. And then the first question always, diet. Like, I'll always be able, like, what is your diet? I actually eat a lot. I eat more than my husband.
Figures.
He is always on it. He's counting his calories. I didn't even know what calories are. I mean,
on her off days, she teaches flexibility and stretching and overall wellness.
Middle split. So bring your feet together.
I teach flexibility lessons also to outside of working, performing. I teach at MSA. I teach at Flight Club Studio. It's a pole studio, young ladies. Also, my husband also do. So because circus is lots of physical and all this, but also I take it as a more wellness and therapy. Even I do with my kids.
Back in their loop high rise, Victor juggles some oranges off a nearby table. A little lesson for his 5-year-old. To no avail.
Through up, to
With only a few hours until the next show, a little bonding time with their kids. The couple is grateful for their opportunity, and most of all, their long journey that brought them here.
I just say to myself, life literally gave me the second chance to enjoy my life as my kids grew up. So it's wonderful to see, and it's just here I'm in peace. But at the same time, there are so many kids, so many families are still there.
Mostly we are here in Chicago just to bring joy to people. And our public is all, like our friends. And to be honest, they coming back and we greet them and we recognize them again. And it's just awesome to see people coming back. So please bring friends and family, come over, see our show, see what is real art is about, that we are just honestly there sharing our talent. And the entire company is just to provoke your imagination. And you will be provoked, trust me. So welcome to Cabaret Zazu.
Victor and Ulzi captivate audiences Wednesdays through Sundays inside the Cambria Hotel until the end of April. Thanks to Victor Key, Ulzi Mergen, Broadway in Chicago, America's Got Talent, Cirque du Soleil, and Cabaret Zazu Luminaire for the contributions to this month's episode. Tune in December for another episode of Backstage Chicago, which releases every third Tuesday of the month. Listen on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lisa Fielding.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.